None of the 8 other internment camps in the U.S. were on tribal lands, so why here in Arizona? UCLA anthropology professor Koji Lau Ozawa has an answer.
John Collier, who was the commissioner of Indian Affairs at the time, advocated for all of the camps to be put on reservation lands. He thought that the Office of Indian Affairs was well suited to this task of managing these confined racialized populations.
The Indian New Deal, as FDR called it, was part of the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934 and tried making amends for past treatment by investing in tribal infrastructure. That was until the war effort began.
Funds were starting to dry up. This presented an opportunity.
An opportunity to turn Japanese Americans into a source of prison labor to develop tribal resources, as shown by a 1943 propaganda film narrated by Dwight Eisenhower's brother, Milton, about an internment camp in western Arizona.
At Parker, they undertook the irrigation of fertile desert lands.
Brian Nia says the U.S. embraced a stereotype.
Japanese Americans, with their supposed expertise in farming and agriculture, could help build up the land that would allow for the Native Americans to benefit from it, without the consent of the tribes themselves, of course.
Nia is editor of Densho Encyclopedia, which chronicles the camp's history. Without much legal representation or political clout at that time, the Gila River Indian community and Colorado River Indian tribes both tried fighting camp construction but failed.
Through the Office of Indian Affairs, I think there was just a thought that we could bulldoze our way through.
Once again, today's federal government is butting up against tribal land. The Trump administration's alligator Alcatraz is being built near the Big Cypress National Preserve and Everglades National Park.
We're right in the middle of it. We have tribe members that live within 500 feet of the detention center. You know, it's not like this distant thing that it is for a lot of Floridians.
Talbert Cypress is chairman of the 600-member Miccosukee tribe, which brought alligator Alcatraz to a halt.
We don't go to war anymore with Tomahawk or anything like that. You know, we go to courtrooms now and we go to meetings with politicians.
For National Native News, I'm Gabriel Piatarazio.